This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. In the news this week, Beacon Hill lawmakers sent a controversial three strikes bill to Governor Deval Patrick's desk.
There is a small number of people who repeatedly commit serious violent crime, and those are people that we have an obligation to protect the public from.
Also this week, the investigation into the patronage scandal at the probation department ramps up as two key players are granted immunity.
There certainly will be significant, highly placed individuals who will be formally charged.
Plus, Massachusetts Senators Scott Brown and John Kerry are at odds over who deserves credit for securing the release of two Massachusetts residents held hostage briefly this week in Egypt.
My office is obviously keeping the families involved and giving them the information that they need.
And finally, disappointing employment numbers this week. The state loses jobs for the first time this year. So those are some of the week's top stories we're going to dig into in our week in review. But first, WBUR's David Boeri is in the studio with news today about Rezwan Firdaus, the Ashland man who pleaded guilty to hatching a plan to attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with remote-controlled airplanes. Today, the judge accepted that plea deal, which will mean Firdaus will be sentenced to 17 years in prison. And David, what did Firdaus plead guilty to, and what are the terms of the plea?
Yeah, two counts out of the five that he was facing: attempting to damage and destroy a federal building by bombs, and also providing material support to a terrorist organization, in this case, allegedly Al-Qaeda.
So 17 years, anything unusual about these charges or anything to say about that?
He was facing, with the federal sentencing guidelines, he was facing 30 years to life. So he gets 17, and some people think, well, 17 isn't so bad. It's because the numbers are so high in most of these terrorist cases. The government defends itself from possible charges that is being light on Firdaus by saying not only does he do the 17 years, he's then supervised for another 10 when he gets out.
Mm. And what was the reaction in the courtroom?
The reaction, Firdaus himself showed little emotion. His parents, his mother and brother sat glumly as they heard the charges. His mother cried through most of the proceeding. The government laid out its case of what it would have shown had this gone to trial. And it was very telling because what they do, they establish both the intent, that he had the intent to commit crimes, and he had the technical expertise to do them, that he was building, for instance, detonators that could be triggered by a mobile phone, that he had technical expertise. But the real question here, and it's been all along, was given the fact that the FBI provided the plane, the rent for the warehouse, the trip to Washington, the expenses to Washington, the ammunition, the guns, and as if that's not enough, the fake Al-Qaeda terrorists who were working with him, could he have done, would he have done anything on his own?
Well, what did the government prosecutor say today about that, or about that question, what kind of threat did he really represent?
Coming outside the courthouse, Jack Pirozzolo, the first assistant, was talking about the phenomenon and of the lone wolf. He says this is an increasingly a problem in counterterrorism, the lone wolf. He said, please remember what didn't happen here. What didn't happen was that no one was hurt. Then I tried to get him to characterize what kind of a danger Rezwan Firdaus is. Here's his answer.
A real threat. And if you mean by latent, someone who hasn't actually committed the act, then in that sense he's latent. But no, he was a real active threat. He was seeking to find what he needed in order to accomplish flying those planes into the Pentagon.
So a latent threat, potential threat, operating threat. You know, they seem to be, the government seems to be on the defensive here, because the reality is he was, as they would describe it, the lone wolf, in this case, a wolf with no pack. And so what kind of a danger? The question in these cases is the government spending its best time, resources, going after low-hanging fruit, providing or identifying potential threats, as opposed to going after people who might be operational? Of course, their point is we have to, when we see these people on the horizon, we have to go after them. But at the end of the day, we don't know whether he ever would have pulled this off.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri reporting today on the sentencing of Reswan Ferdows to 17 years in prison. David, thanks so much for coming in.
You're
we
welcome.
Appreciate it.